Online Podcast 159. Hello, hello, welcome to Online Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all the senior citizens, I mean, the old listeners and the new listeners. Welcome to those who are here because of the newspaper, 光华日报, 光华日报. Because they in Malaysia, in Penang, actually, there is a quite a big name Chinese newspaper wrote about podcasting and also obviously, well, and then interviewed me and put both of my shows up on the newspaper article as well as on their online newspaper article. And I want to say welcome to all of you. And this is an English show, even though I'm a Chinese Malaysian. I'm a Malaysian-born Chinese. I was born there in Malaysia. And I would just, you know, want to say that last week was really, really fun to be able to do or share with you all those really interesting interviews, I thought, at Gay Pride. Now, I've tweaked with my microphone a little bit, and I don't know whether I may have to turn it down a little bit. Still, it may still be okay. It was a little bit too picking up too much of the ambient. Okay. Anyway, so now back to normal. Not back to normal really, but back to my studio. I want to every once in a while when I started to post a lot of my interview shows, I feel like people may start to want to yearn to listen to my daily crap. And then I'm going to tell you my daily crap. No, really, this is really an opportunity for me to get in that whole podcasting vibe of communicating with you. Because as I keep telling everyone, oh, hi, Javi, I'm recording a show.
Hi, everyone.
Come say hi. Hi, baby.
Hello. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. Let me kiss. The boy was noisy because we were recording another show earlier from the podcast.
Say hello to the folks at home.
Say, buddy. Ready, buddy, say hi. Mm-hmm. Buddy boy, say hi. Love you.
Love you, too. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
We'll rig up some complicated system.
So there was Bruce coming in to say hi to everyone. Also, whoa, did I hit record? Yeah, I did. And so I want to take my Monday show typically. Oops. To talk to you about what's going on with my life and also answering some of the questions that you may have posted on the comment area on my on my website, which, by the way, onlinepodcast.com is now official. It's official, onlinepodcast.com. It no longer resides at johnong.com/online, nor it is at online.johnong.com anymore, because when you get there, I'm pointing you to onlinepodcast.com. Onlinepodcast.com is now its own identity. No, I should say entity. Entity. Its own entity. And so, welcome. I want to say thank you to, first of all, thanks to Steve Harris, who helped me really, because of his software feeder, I am able to move my feed and change my feed into something else entirely different. Now, my feed, if you're listening to this for the first time and you're listening to this on the website, you might want to subscribe. The reason why you want to subscribe is because if you really like the show, or if you like the show a little bit, and if you want to continue listening to more of my shows, the best way to listen to a show is to actually use an aggregator, to use a podcatcher, whatever it may be. Juice or iTunes happens to be my favorite because it's the simplest, I think. iTunes.com, download your application, and then come back to my website and click on the one-click subscription. Subscribe via iTunes. You really, literally, after you install your iTunes, it really, really is one click. You just click on it and my show will be automatically delivered to you every time I post a new show. Now, obviously, when I was using movable type, this might be a little bit too meta for you, but when I was using movable, I still have problems saying that. That's a big reason why I'm moving from movable type over to WordPress, because I have no problem saying WordPress. I have problems saying movable type. Movable type. So on movable type, I can name my own XML file, which is the feed, but I can't on WordPress. I don't know how to, at least. So I created a new feed called onlinepodcast/feed.xml. So I think so. So that would be my new feed. Let me check and see, because I've been telling you wrong information here and there every once in a while. I think it's feed.xml. Yes. So it is onlinepodcast.com/feed.xml. And so that's a new feed, but the reason why I'm able to create that's because I'm controlling my feed manually now. There's a good side and there's a downside. The downside is whenever I set up an automatic post, like sometimes I'll be out of town on Monday, I pre-post it on Saturday, it would get automatically posted, but then I have to manually change the feed on Feeder. But Steve, if you're listening, that automatic thing that I was talking to you about, I think I kind of like that. I want to be able to leave my computer on and just have it automatically posted. So that's a good feature to add, I think. And so thank you, Steve, for supporting my t-shirt business as well, podcastersunite.com. And if Steve is also cute. So if you want to check out Steve, oh, yeah, I have this new page now on podcastersunite.com. You can go to podcastersunite.com and then click on the citizens link up on top, on the top right corner. Oh, not top right corner, but on the right hand side of all those links. Click on the citizens and then you'll be able to see all those people who purchased the t-shirt. I have a lot more people purchasing the t-shirts. Not enough, but a lot more people purchased the t-shirts but did not send me the picture. So if you can send me a picture, and I will, if you want to, I will put a picture of you on there and your website. Let's say for Steve, he has his own website called, excuse me, something. Steve's website. So if you go to, I don't know what it is, but anyway, go link to his blog. So you can check it out if you go to podcastersunite.com, click on the citizen link, and then click on the little tiny web link on Steve's picture, and he's also cute. Cute meaning not just cute, but he's cute and hot. And this Thursday, too, we'll be having another cute, hot guy on the show. And I won't tell you who, but you just have to come back on Thursday to check it out. And I'm sure you'll like him as much as you like me, if not more. So I'm all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. Tuan tuan dan puan puan sekalian. Tuan tuan dan puan puan sekalian. Now, one person that has been pretty much, I've heard of him before, and I've mentioned him on the show as well. But what I want to say is this, what is it called? Something. He's online too. Ramble Redhead. I actually see him online and I send him a text message and he may not be there anymore. Maybe we'll try to see if we can actually call him in a moment. But he is, I moved my microphone. That's why you hear that little, you hear that? I'm sorry about that. I hate that. I have a shock mount, but you can still hear it. So Ramble Redhead has been sending me messages lately. But before we do that, before we talk about Ramble Redhead, in fact, his name is Tom. He's a new listener of mine and has been really great with responding. He listened to a show and then he would call and give me his response, which is model listener. I mean, I like it, that sort of interaction, even though I sometimes don't have time to play it. That's because I suck. So this is the message. Before I play the messages from Rainbow Redhead, I'm going to play this message that I'm not supposed to be playing. But I don't think he'll mind from the remarkable... Oh, shit, I keep saying remarkable Mark. Special delivery Mark. Oh my gosh. No, this message start off raw, start off asking me not to play, but I'm going to play some of it. Sorry, Mark.
Hey, John Long, this is Mark out in California.
Hi.
And don't play this on your show.
I did not hear that.
I'm too drunk.
Oh, are you?
Anywho, I was listening to your show and you asked if there was a difference.
I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't play this. He'll kill me, maybe. Will you? Will you hurt me?
But I have a question for you.
Okay, this is a real question part.
Is there a difference between way, 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 way in Chinese? Because I've watched some Chinese movies, and they all seem to answer the phone with way, 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 and then close it with something else, but it sounds like way.
So, okay, so let me answer that question. There are several ways, as most Chinese would tell you, because in Mandarin, I can only speak for Mandarin because in other dialects, there are actually more intonation. But in Mandarin, there are four intonations. That is, can you hear that, my cat? There are four different ways of pronouncing one word, or say, let's use way, for instance. There are three different ways. First sound, first tone is way. Way is the tone. If you can, sometimes it could be very difficult for you to even hear it. Just the same way as I am with taxes and Texas, you know. So way, 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 way. There are four different tones. If you if you're a musical person, if you think of it as notes on that that five lines, you can actually even mark it out. Way, 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 way. So those are the four tones. So way could be way, way, way is, let's see, let me think of it. There are lots of possibility, obviously, because way can be the sound for way, way, wei xian. Way is like danger, way. And then way can also be way. I don't know what that is. Maybe I'll think of something. There are other words for it. In fact, if I type Chinese, I'll probably find out. Way is way, 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 way. No, never mind. So more sound of that is way, way, way. Way would be hello, way. That would be the second sound, way, and second tone, way, way, way chu, way something else, right? So there'll be other meaning. Every sound can carry a different meaning, meaning every sound can share several different meaning as well as different characters in Chinese characters writing. So it is quite complex, but you will get it in the context. Let's say if you pick up the phone and you say way, 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 can also mean feed the stomach. So there's a lot of it depends on the context. So, but that's the explanation. There are several sound to it. I don't know about the ending of the phone call conversation though. Do you say way to way, 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 way? No, I don't know. I don't know what about the ending of the phone call. I don't think there's any way though. But you know, other listeners may let me know. As you know, one of my listeners, Vincent from I keep saying Singapore, but he's actually from Johor, Johor, Malaysia. My fellow Malaysian brothers, and he would tell me. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's the four different intonation of way. So that is the answer, because I was asking about the differentiation between sight, the website, S-I-T-E, and eyesight, like your vision, eyesight, S-I-G-H-T. Is there any difference? the according to special delivery mark, there's no difference. So that's good because I couldn't hear the difference anyway. So thank you for the message, and I'm sorry that I played it, but I thought it was so cute, and you know, I sort of use it in a very good way too.
Hey John, this is Tom. Ramble right here. Just wanted to give you a quick message. I'm listening to episode 156, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear you mention my name on the show, my show. So I just want to tell you I really appreciate it. And,
you're welcome.
Again, I love this show because you're going to Target, and you're the part where you're laughing, and you, and the part where you go, I'm multitasking, or whatever it was so funny. And
yes, I cannot do two things at one time. Now, this is really silly because I thought I can. You know, in my head, I thought that I can actually multitask really well. I mean, in certain situations, I can, but I cannot really speak and do something else. Like, I can't really carry on the conversation while I'm doing something else. Sometimes I can, but very, very badly. So when I'm really talking to you right now, I am looking at the meter going up and down on my computer, and that's pretty much it, as much as I can do. I can, you know, click on buttons to turn on tracks and stuff like that, but that's pretty much the limit, really. So when I'm doing a sound-seeing tour, sometimes I'm shopping, you know, I'm actually getting things in my cart, and then I will find myself stopping and not talk. Or if I try to talk, I would make no sense. So that's what Tom is referring. I keep saying Mark. Remarkable Palette Podcast Chef Mark, you are in my head. I wonder why. Wait. I wonder why. Ooh, I like to do that. And so let's listen to this. I won't play all the podcasts, as you will hear in the next one. Why? Not this very next one, but the last one. Take a listen to this one also.
Hey, John. This is Tom with Ramble Redhead Show. You know what? You could do a whole entire show a lot.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the one.
Don't do that. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I was listening to episode 142, and I just have to tell you that mental health line thing.
Yeah, the mental health line. So if you haven't heard it, go check out show 142. And I did send a message to you. I'm sure you know you've received the email by now. Excuse me.
I'm actually going to go, and I'm going to listen to all your shows and
take
a little
bit
with your laughing and put them all together. And if anybody's having a bad day, they just listen to that. And
he's talking about piecing together my laughs and and make into a whole big piece. My gosh, that's gonna be awful. That's gonna be awful. But it's gonna be fun. I would like to hear. But or if you play it on your show. Now, I have to be honest. I've heard of your show, but I haven't listened to it yet. I know you have very good quality shows because Wanda talked about it, so I haven't listened to it yet. So I hope you don't mind. I am in the... I'm always changing out shows. I don't want to offend anyone, but I always change out my shows as I go along. I don't have enough time to listen to every show, but yours is definitely one. In fact, I'll be subscribing to it tonight. And hopefully we'll have you back for more, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll get to talk to you in a moment, too, if you're still there. Let me see if I can. Now, here's another. I'm going to play this message and then type to Tom Rainbow Redhead. Listen to this.
Hey, John. This is Tom again, a.k.a. the lovable, the delicious, the marvelous Rainbow Redhead. That's my horrible vandalism. Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Welcome,
hello. Ladies.
Well, I had to call you because I was listening to your pre-birthday show, and it was so funny. I'm walking outside, and you can probably hear me heavily breathing. It's not because I'm making an outside phone call. It's because I'm not walking, and I did like 5 miles, and I'm exhausted.
Well, that's good
and
for you.
Hotel,
oh, I kind of want to go out walking, too, but I'm too fat. No, I'm too busy. I want to go walking, too.
Other people complaining about your belching, tell them to go to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Just call and tell you that. And, honey, other people complaining about your belching, tell them to belch. And the funny thing, right in the middle of the thing, you belch. And the funny thing was, as I was walking, I belched at the exact same time. So we're like brothers in Belfort.
So yes, we are, and we're gonna have to hook up really. I know you're trying to do that with Archer as well, but yeah, I'm a busy whore. I will be next. In fact, I'll be gone. No, I'm thinking crazy. Oh, today. Oh, what? Never mind. I'll be talking to you shortly. My brain is not functioning as usual. But I also want to talk about some of the comments that I've read online. One of them being this person named... where is it? I put a star on it. Oh, Francis. Francis, this is regarding show number one. No. Huh? What is this show? I don't know what this is. What is this show regard? Show 155. Give Me Black Meat is the show. So if you haven't heard it, go check it out. Show number 155. And he said, "Hey, John, glad to hear that you had fun in New York." Yeah, that's when I came back from New York. And I had no idea either at first when I got here to the United States the difference between dark and white meat. I came here to the U.S. in 1998. And did I tell you that I'm gay, Asian, from the Philippines as well? Thank you. No, I did not know. Well, thank you for listening. And he does have a website, too. I don't know whether... No, maybe I shouldn't... I don't know whether he wants me to talk about it, though. Oops. Francis, it just sneaked out, that little burp. Take care, John, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then he says, wish you more listeners. Yeah, thank you. I kind of need that, really. Listenership is never... That's why when people say, oh, you're so famous. Yeah, famous, but not popular. A lot of people listen to me. But I don't really care. You know, that's not the whole purpose. But I do really want to do that, though. I think eventually I might be able to get, like, maybe sometime in June or July. Don't want to, like, promise too much. I may be able to create a PDF version of my flyers that you can actually post it in your local grocery stores. That's like marketing, depending on my own listeners. In fact, that was how my other podcast, Penang Hokkien, became successful, was because I asked the listeners to go tell other people and ask them to burn CDs of my shows and then give them to people, or actually give it to strangers, leave it on a certain location where people can just pick it up and listen to it. So I'm going to do that, and I will ask you to help me put the flyers. I'm going to make it pretty, and then you will post it on your local grocery, and let's see if anybody... In fact, I'm going to say something like, if you find this, email me or send me a voicemail and tell me that you found this in the local grocery store. And then let's just do a test and see how successful that can be. And I also want to say welcome also to all the listeners checking out online podcasts from Gay Pride, Kansas City. I want to welcome all of you, those that I've met, and hopefully I would at least recognize your face, hopefully, because we did meet quite a few people there. And I'm sure people who checked us out, I was telling Serena that perhaps we may have 1% success rate of all those people that we handed out our business cards and our the flyers. We may actually get 1% of those. So that is probably at least, did I say 1%? So maybe there's one person. No, maybe we've met more than 100 people. I'm sure I've met more than 100 people. So maybe two. So, yeah, so welcome, welcome all of you. And in fact, there are several people that I met that I will be in touch with to talk more about our the future shows. So I want to thank Francis for the comment, and I really like interaction. That's why I still do my Monday show. That is me turn on the microphone and just talk to you, because I like that connection that we have. And I know that it's something that you could hardly find anywhere else besides in a podcast. You know, on a radio, yeah, you can to a certain degree, but not to this degree where you can actually email me and leave me voice messages and hear your own voice messages online as well. I want to say, Brad, who from Chicago, Brad, He was in Toronto and he lost again, and I'm not gonna laugh because he hurt himself in San Francisco. I think I told you this, maybe. Yeah, I was ahead. Yeah, I did tell you that, but be careful with the hamstring, honey. Don't hurt yourself too much, okay? And let's see who else I want to pull up. And Jay, I've been getting this. Jay, if you, I don't know if you listen. I don't know if you listen to the show, Jay. K, actually. Jay and K, but he's K that I spoke to. K, I would love to have you back. I just need to work out my schedule first because I've been working a lot Saturday morning, so I can't really have that free time to do the recording. But I will definitely have you back. A lot of people ask for that and wanting to hear more, or at least get to hear and see how Kay is doing with the breakup and with the whole issue of being gay and not having anybody to talk to. So. This is funny. Andy Melton, who also has his own podcast, andymelton.net, I believe. You can go to andymelton.net. He says, a while back, this is, because I haven't done a live show, and sometimes when I do, I forget. This is back in, about a month ago, a little bit over a month ago, sorry, Andy. He said that I was in his dream and he had a nightmare. I was in his nightmare. There was a tornado that leveled the building that we, both of us, were in. And then also several other people. And we all ran into the basement. And then we held hands and starting to pray. and then he says Nathan from the UFN show was there too. Maybe it was like a Asian gathering of some sort. Now, I'm very sad to find out that the UFN show is no longer there. I'm so sad. I like those guys. I don't know. You know, it's very hard to do a show. I understand that, especially a group show. You know, if it's just one person, you just turn on the microphone and record. It's hard enough. And having a longer show is even harder. I mean, having more people to do a show together is even harder. So I'm very sorry that you guys are gone, though. If you're listening, I missed you guys, especially Nathan and Jesse. Because those are the two bitches that I can connect to the most. And then, so that was funny. And he also told me that he said that he remembered looking out at his bedroom window and seeing this big huge tornado destroying everything. And then we ran to the basement and we were praying. That was funny. Oh, nightmare. I'm so glad that I'm in your nightmare. I'm so honored that I'm in Andy Melton's nightmare. At least I was in his nightmare. It was a tornado. And and there's also looking through the website. Oh yeah, Mikey Pot. Oh my gosh, maybe I can play this. Oh, maybe I played it already. It probably got wiped off of my podcast. Thingy on my iTunes. Mikey, yeah, I did, you know, never mind. But if you want to, go listen to Mikey Pot, and his website is mikeypot.com? I think it is. Or is it .net? I don't remember. I think it's mikeypot.com. Listen to episode, what? Episode number 50. That's what I meant by I couldn't. Yeah, it is MikeyPot.com. Go listen to MikeyPot number 50. He turned 50. I kept wanting to do a birthday recording for him. I keep forgetting. MikeyPot, I'm sorry. I don't know if he listens, but happy birthday. I may actually make a call from here in a moment just to wish him happy birthday. I may actually do that. Can I do that? Actually, I'm going to do that live. Okay, I'm a little bit far away from my microphone. I'm actually going to call Mikey Pot from my other computer. I'm going to... how do I do this? How do I dial? Plus... Sorry, I'm far away! plus 1206339682. Oh, I put dashes in there too. Can I call with those dashes? Oh, yes, yeah. Let's see if I can play. Can I hear?
Hi, thanks for calling the Mikey Pod on the Bayou listener line. Please leave a message at the sound of the tone. Please note that if you do leave a message and you do not tell me that you don't want it played on the show, it might be played on the show. So you're leaving a message constitutes permission to do that, unless you tell me otherwise. Thank you.
Please send your fax now, or wait for the tone to leave a voice message.
That's Begin Mikey Pod's voice now.
When you're finished, hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hello, Mikey Pod. Hello, my little ketupat. Little ketupat. Happy birthday. I decided, well, I didn't decide, but I always forget. I listen to your show only on, I think on your actual birthday. And I didn't get to call you, but since I like to celebrate my birthday all year long, I thought that I would still call you and wish you happy birthday, even though it's very belated. But I am actually doing a show right now, so I'm leaving you a message as I am doing a show. I am really utilizing my time wisely. But happy birthday to you, honey. Happy birthday to you, honey. Happy birthday, dear Mikey Pod and my little ketupat. Happy birthday to you, honey. Have a wonderful one, darling. Bye. Okay, so that was leaving a message for Mikey Pod. That was really awful. I hope he enjoyed it. But anyway, I should end the show, really. But let me make sure that I have read all the stuff that I want to read. All the voicemails and stuff. I guess that's probably it, yeah. So, Thank you so much for listening to my crap. I will be talking to a mysterious guest this Thursday, so I welcome you back to the show to listen more on online podcasts, and we'll find out more about this mysterious guest. And until Thursday, all of you have a good one, and don't forget to smile.